Dr. Luna, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father. How are you?
I'm good. What are we talking about this afternoon, Doctor?
Hey, a very nasty topic, eh? One that is just going to really depress people because there is no need for this one. We're talking about self-medication. We're talking about the dangers of just, you know, getting up and just going over the counter and really just taking a medication, whether it's an oral tablet or it's an ointment, just whatever, you know, from advice from friends or whatever. What are the dangers of doing such a thing?
Okay, so here we are. We've got some of us are Google doctors, ne? So we know that if I have this chronic pain, be it muscular or tension pain, all I need to do is run to the pharmacist and say to the pharmacist, "I need ibuprofen," you know, and I'll be taking this ibuprofen for the next 14 days, if not 33 days.
You're very right. Because the other thing, what is very sad for poor pharmacists is they're really put in a corner most of the time with self-medication because people walk in as if they know what they're doing. They walk in and they ask for, you know, the most common drug that is being, apparently we self-medicate on, especially in South Africa, is cough syrup. So a pharmacist sometimes will never think of really double-checking if you are sure. Have you used it before? Have you seen a doctor sometimes, you know? And what's wrong with that? Because sometimes, you know, we have a flu and you think it can just clear up within a day. So that is what it is. People go in self-medicate, but only to really develop even more side effects from the medication we take. Even a simple cough syrup can cause issues of constipation, can cause drowsiness. You're a driver and you probably work with heavy machines at work. And you just ask for a certain cough syrup because it's got addictive properties or somebody loves it at home and tells you, "Hi, Zamakia Borsol." But you have no idea if it's going to make you very drowsy considering the kind of job you're in or whatever you need to be doing, or even other drugs you're taking at the same time.
Does this also apply to antibiotics? Because in countries that are above the Limpopo, where you can buy antibiotics on the street, Kostratin, you can get any antibiotic you want on the street.
Your father, why did you have to choose my province? I think everybody is naughty, any corner of South Africa.
No, but it's very interesting.
I'm just misbehaving anyway.
Yeah, because then you Oh, you actually tell to me where I get that, those pills that I need this kind of an antibiotic, and they pull it out.
Father, let me tell you what we're popular for. We're popular for those drugs that solve anything. One drug, this is what I tell people every time, one medicine solves every problem. They say one list is only one drug. All the 20 problems, hypertension, you drink this medication. Diabetes, drink this medication. A lost lover, this medication. Financial problems, this medication. Unfortunately, I ask people, in your normal mind, is there anything that says, is there any one answer to everything?
No.
Exactly. Same thing as the antibiotics. It's all those. I mean, it's just somewhere we always have rotten apples, Shem. Sometimes you find even people who are committing fraud, you find that people who are selling antibiotics are people who were other nurses before. You know, just have information with it.
Yes.
So it's some of us, it's us. Like, for example, illegal or botched abortions that people are creating. It's not people from the street. It's actually people who have been to medical school or to nursing clinics, have information, just loving money, just a rotten apple. Sometimes you find such people.
So can one become addicted to medication like pain medication?
A lot of it. And it's not, it's so sad because this is what is the highest. Besides the cough syrup, it's painkillers. To an extent that even when there is no pain, the first thing they run to is a pharmacy. There's many. The thing is, it's very difficult to do a topic like this without even mentioning them. I'm not going to mention them, but there's many that people are getting off the shelves, which are really very addictive. It's because you know why? A pain medication. Some of them to help the pain, they also giving you those nice sleeping potential. Then your sleep is one of the best. You wake up the next day while the body recovers at night. That is very addictive because some people struggle with sleeping, or some people just love going to bed without thinking about life.
Yeah. So what are you saying to our listeners this afternoon?
There's a lot. It's not only antibiotics, Father. You know, even weight losing programs or some of those drugs out there, people are damaging their kidneys. The side effects with those things. I once had a patient who was self-medicating herself with you know, it's not only the self-medication from pharmacist father. Those companies that are herbal companies with a shop at a corner somewhere in a complex, you understand? Those small shops with one passage or whatever, and they're selling all these herbal things to make you lose weight. They claim they take your weight, your height, and whatever. But some of it, most of it actually, they don't do blood tests before they check you. They have no idea what other conditions you are having. They rely on you answering. Honestly, do you have blood problems? Do you have a kidney problem? Whatever. But we know, when we see as doctors, what other medication is needed or what other medication can really make it worse on your system. So you go there and I want to lose weight. And then you fill up the form and they just give you this medication. And then next thing, your heart palpitations are there. You are having, you're sweaty. You're having lack of sleep. Some had suicidal ideas. I had a drug which people were trying to kill themselves off because it was just off the street.
So self painkillers and all those kind of things, it's a no-no.
Father, we're talking about those other ones that people of your like for example the men, bobaba, they you know there's just drugs that they get from even from a pharmacy over the counter to stimulate the family, to stimulate him, to make it happier and nicer for them, because most of them are very shy to actually come and see us so that we can help them and identify what is going on. Those are some of the drugs I'm talking about, Father. Simple herbals. You know, there's some drugs that are written there, it's herbal. Even on TV. I cannot imagine, I cannot believe how many I see on TV, which are really supported by TV and radio, which have been meant to be good. You know, this meta, whatever. You know, those funny things that are out there. I saw a lady, actually I've seen two or three already, where by just taking it, they've opened all channels. Women are having menstrual bleeding for over 3 months. The men are having issues with their hearts, and their eyes are red, and they're forever having headaches, and therefore there are a lot of side effects from these drugs, even when they look like they are innocent. Because sometimes people believe, oh, there's a poster in the chemist, then this poster means this thing is good. But you also forgetting that the pharmacy is a retail at the same time. There's
okay.
A second part of the pharmacy which is selling medication, but the rest of the floor, pharmacy floor, it's all retail stuff. It's all the things that me and you can just pick up and go use at home. It doesn't make them healthy.
Should we be reading labels too?
We should be reading labels. We should be reading labels, and we should be questioning. We should be asking the people who are prescribing medication to us. We should also, at the same time, be careful. I mean, reading labels comes in the danger of the fact that people, even, you know, a person comes to a consultation room with a lot of information. Now they make it difficult for me to give them drugs. Because the person has a sleeping tablet and I've done everything, but they tell you, they're saying this is addictive. There's nothing wrong with information. It's very good. But as long as the person who's giving you the medication can also counter whatever information you're having, or make it, or give you an informed choice into taking it or not taking it, it's very important to read labels. And I've seen where, even myself as a doctor, where I've given somebody something and they've read a label and they've come back and said, but doctor, this one does this and I have this, I forgot to tell you this.
So at what point then do we start realizing that I am abusing medication? Because I keep some pain medication in my drawer. Now, I'm not using that every day. I've used it. The last time I used it was about 2 or 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to run to your office and get a script if I've got a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that happens is I'm going to take that medication that is in my drawer or in my car.
You know what I've seen, and I had a similar case today, where when people are over-medicating themselves, it's not even about them realizing it. It's another family member. A family member will bring them in and say, but this person, doctor, they overtaking this kind of a medication. So it's not very easy for you to realize that you're overdoing it. But then there will come a point where people, whenever they see you, whenever you have a headache, let me have a tablet. Whenever you have any other issue, there is a tablet next to you. Then that is when you realize you've gone over the line. But if you do take it once in a while and it really relieves whatever it is, and also if you are having a problem, do you first question yourself, what is it? You know, sometimes stress, Father. Sometimes it's just a heavy day. Sometimes all you need is sleep. Sometimes you haven't even eaten. You know, low sugar can really give you bad headaches and you can feel very clumsy and everything. Yes. But the first thing you do is you take a tablet onto an empty stomach and then you aggravate everything. So sometimes you need to do self-introspection and say, okay, hang on, I have this, and I know I usually have this at this time. You know, I've seen people who will tell you, I have a sinus headache, but I've got a doctor, I know it's not necessarily a sinus headache. It's because this week I've been overworking and not sleeping very well. This is what I know. I just need days to rest. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
You do need self-introspection and say, but this is what usually happens, and this is what I usually use. Is it the right thing to do? Should I be continuing with it, or is there a problem behind the scenes?
Then there's another thing that I've seen within our families where we share medication.
I've seen hypertensive grandmothers giving me
medication. Yes, Nakiri, yes, Nakiri, my sugar is going up. Then my sister is going to say, oh, kinali, something for sugar. And she'll take off from her supply and just give me for those 2 days.
It's so funny. I know a community that does that. It's very funny. It's like, to be honest, what it is, for example, we've seen very, very, quite a number of overdosages and even accidental medication on kids. I see it in a certain community where, you know, in a white community, it's very easy for a young child, three years of age or 4 years of old, to be given aspirin. You know, even a tablet, they just tell you, it works for me, it works very fast, I give it to my child. This is a tablet, and this, you know, there's other things around it. And they give it, you know, they'll even tell you, I just have it. But it's still not the right dosage for that child. So it does happen, but I mean, really, to be honest, it is very, very dangerous. People should really consult. We don't necessarily ask people to consult because we want their money. It is because of their health. And I'm not even asking you to consult, but even ask the pharmacist, because be careful. There's over-the-counter, but there's also a pharmacy-driven counter.
True.
That is very important.
True.
A pharmacist will actually tell you all the other things and they'll look into it. But I've seen, very sad, poor pharmacists, you have been put in the corner where somebody's father says, ah, man, you know me, I just need this. And
yes,
only to find themselves in trouble after a day or two because they over-medicated or they gave the person the wrong medication.
Does this apply to our herbal medicines too, Susie?
What are we talking about the herbal medication? Like I said, there's this shops, Father, where they are selling these herbs. They've got big names, man. They're big companies which are all over with centers.
We won't name them.
Women who
yes
are selling everywhere and
yes
selling herbal,
yes,
you know, herbal medication for
yes
weight
yes
loss.
Yes.
Herbal medication for all the other issues, arthritis. I've seen tablets, especially the worst people. You will believe the teachers. Oh, the teachers run a good market for those herbal companies that do not know. There is always a teacher who's on these herbs and whatever. One brought a child who ended up using, and it's written for the kids. Funny enough, written for the kids. One of these herbal companies, which we've already known with what products they call them, this what products and products with funny names, with beautiful names.
Yes.
But only to find the side effects that come out of it. They're very bad. One child really lost their life. That's what I'm saying. It's always even worse for the kids. This child was having diarrhea and vomiting for over 3 days. Some people come with rashes. You know, you get a skin, the skin blisters and all this only because of using such medication. They are not necessarily safe, guys, and we need to be very careful about that. The greatest damage we have is the kidneys and the liver. And the kidneys, to be honest, is very difficult to reverse. Those who know what a kidney disease is, they will never take this medication.
So you should always know what you're putting inside your mouth.
You should always know what you're putting inside your mouth. Of course, there's other herbal things. Your mother will talk about your ginger, your garlic, and all the other things that work when you have a flu or honey or all the other
and
things.
And the cinnamon.
What's wrong with that?
And the
home medication, traditional ones, all right. But it's worse when you're also not even sure of what other things you're taking with it.
But I would like to take us to those so-called nice herbal products like the ginger and the garlic that you've mentioned. If they're taken also in great amounts, do they not in excess amounts? Is that also not a bit of a challenge? Because I know my technical producer is taking, what is it, kind paper batong.
Probably for the ulcer.
Hari kind paper is ukuthi ashiswe nomzimba. I don't know ukuthi ihlisa amafutha. So I'm just...
What did I say about everything that's so sour and bitter? They think it's decreasing their fat.
Hey, yeah, because there's this kind paper juice that he drinks, but he kind paper, le coriander, le turmeric.
Hey, there's a lot of, ingredients in every, and, you know, like a list of stuff that people put together. On top of that is probably lemon squeezed in.
Yes.
You know, the ones who think they're even, the ones that want to look healthy, it's a 2 liter with leaves of mint in it.
Pity lemons.
With the real lemon inside.
You know, I don't understand that.
And they're teasing themselves. Father, all the producers, everybody there needs a consultation. They're in trouble. There are some traditional herbal ones, but to be honest, guys, you're overburdening your system. Mm. You are overburdening your system. Just eat well and exercise, guys.
And drop all these meal replacements and all these things, right?
Very much so. Very much so. And the other thing that is very important, I've also seen people who have also reacted on just diets that are just, you know, by the street. There's other this thing about the fact that when a diet worked for you, Father, I think it's going to work for me.
So, we share.
And all these things that you have done, people are putting into our bodies. And those are some of the things. You restrict proteins totally, probably. You restrict carbohydrates. You have no idea what blood group you are. You've got no idea what your body reacts to. People also gain weight or have issues with weight only because their body reacts to certain things they eat. They're not even supposed to eat those things. But what you eat cannot be the same as what I'm supposed to eat, Father. You're a different gene. You're a different species compared to me.
Wow. Dr. Lona, thank you very much. And they are all laughing here in studio, and I won't name them, but I'm glad you shed light yourself.
No, they should just go back to real life, okay? I know who's using those juices, brother.
No, there is one who carries this bottle of water.
I told you from January he's been carrying that thing, and I've been away any weight loss. From January, he's been working it with that. I'm going to see him and consult him very soon. We'll check in his liver and kidney. But for all intents and purposes, it's very important that you see your doctor. We're not doing this because we love your money, to be honest. It is because it's for your protection. And also, you've got somebody to blame. You've got somebody to blame. When these issues, we always come back, and I have something that's written here. Then I know what you're reacting to. I have a sticker put on a file. Even the next doctor or somebody else who comes, or even if you must have a medical bracelet, then we know what you're reacting to. Other than just doing things over the counter. Some of these drugs don't even was put. One time, no offense, I'm closing this, but one of the traditional healers I saw in where I used to work in a hospital, used to come to the hospital where we were to kill monkeys. And I used to ask him, I was a doctor in this hospital, and we had this beautiful rural thing. I told you I spent a lot of time in the Bundi.
Yes.
And my competitors are traditional healers. And then when he walks in, he goes in and kills the monkeys. And I actually asking him, why are you doing with this thing? And he did explain, well, he works on a concoction to actually help people to fall pregnant and have more kids. These are drugs that me and you are putting in when we go sneak out at 7, at 12 in the evening to see these people who have never been in a laboratory. And to worse, they put all these funny things. Everything that's wrong on earth is supposed to work. You know, people throw in snakes, the poor throw in all these monkey things. And because it's bitter, it's supposed to be one of the worst things to take, then it's the right thing to do. So let us be honest. It's not only over-the-counter, Father, of all the other medications that we know. It's over-the-counter of the traditional advices we give each other when we are at burial sites and at home trying to have issues and having infertility issues and all the other issues at home.
Yeah, ne. I think Masibambe Kanjalo is 25 minutes after the hour 5. And we look forward to having you same time, same place next week.
Thank you very much, Father. Keep well. Have a lovely evening.
And people are emptying their bottles as we speak. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Father. Bye-bye.
That's it, folks. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. From myself, Tato, Simba, Neil, and the rest of the afternoon team, may God's light be upon you.